This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم. Respected board of members of the board, respected asatizai kiram, respected scholars, respected students, and my beloved friends in Islam. Inshallah, I would like to share with you the story and the lifestyle of two young Sahaba with you. As I said, this program is about you. It is about our children. It is about our students. It is about our youth. So I want to share with you the lifestyle of two young companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if we try and understand the lifestyle of these two companions, we will learn a lot of lessons as students as well as teachers, inshallah. The first person I want to share about with you is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Do we all know Sahaba? Who were Sahaba? They were the companions of Prophet Muhammad, right? Now from the companions, there were elderly companions, there were young companions, there were youth. Who's 20 years old in this gathering? Anyone? Raise your hand. 20 years old? Or 18, 19, 17? Gee, are you all 5 years old? Who's 20 years old? No one. 19? MashaAllah. Stand up for me. Can you see the student here? Now the Sahaba, sit down. Now the Sahaba I'm going to talk about were as young as him. All right? So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was Abdullah ibn Abbas? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very young sahabi at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how do we know that he was young? After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated to Medina, from Makkah to Medina, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas was born just 3 years before that. So from this we can understand he must be very young when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam must be in his old age, somewhere around 40, 45. He must be somewhere 5 or 6 years old. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a young sahabi, enjoyed a very close relationship with the Prophet of Allah. Firstly, because he was young. When a person is young, elderly people love a young person. Secondly, because he was the cousin to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the first cousin, right? Now as a first cousin, he grew up in the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, playing in the house of Prophet Muhammad. That is why it comes in narrations, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself mentions that upon many occasions, I used to prepare the water of wudu for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever he wanted to perform salah. First lesson for all the students. There is a first lesson for all the students. What is the first lesson? What is the first lesson? He was preparing the water of wudu for who? For his teacher. For his teacher. So what is the first lesson? He used to respect his teachers that much. Right? Then he says, upon many occasions, I used to climb behind the Prophet of Allah on the same animal when we used to travel. Then upon many occasions, I and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to walk together. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I was young, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lift me and he would carry me on his shoulder. Subhanallah, look at our Prophet Muhammad. So there is a lesson for all the teachers. Look at the compassion Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to show to the young ones, to his students. So now I was trying to make a point that he was very close to the Prophet of Allah. And when you are close to someone, when you are close to someone, that person tends to love you. That person tends to like you. Isn't it? Isn't it? So, Abdullah ibn Abbas mentions that upon one occasion, as a child, I saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing salah in the house. And I was just watching Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, you know how you must have seen young children in the homes. When a mother or a father is performing salah, the young child will start climbing on the back. When you go in sajda, he wants to sit on you. So even Abdullah ibn Abbas saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing salah. So this is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah. Abdullah ibn Abbas came behind and he started also copying him, right? When he started copying him, he was standing a little behind. But now when an imam is alone and you only have one musalli behind you, where is the musalli supposed to stand? Right next to you, isn't it? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst performing salah, grabbed him like this and he pulled him here. Let's stand here. And he carried on with his salah. But Abdullah ibn Abbas was young, so he went behind again. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after finishing his salah, he said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Abdullah, why did you go behind? Didn't I pull you in front? So he said, that, oh Prophet of Allah, I love you so much and I respect you so much that I can't stand next to you. I can't stand in the same line with you. I want to stay behind you, and I want to stay behind you for the rest of my life. That is how much I love you. What do we learn? Look at the respect a student had for his teacher. Are we getting that? Do we understand this point? Look at him, he's saying that I respect you so much that I can't even stand next to you. That is why I went behind. At that moment, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a dua. When he said that I love you so much, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a dua. What was the dua? Allahumma faqqihhu fid din. Allah grant him a deep understanding of deen. Wa'allimhu ta'wil. And Allah teach him the interpretation of the Holy Quran. That is why it comes in narrations that later on, Abdullah ibn Abbas was called Habrul Ummah wa Turjumanil Quran. That was his title. We give funny titles to each other, isn't it? Do we all agree? We give funny titles. There is no meaning to it. But Abdullah ibn Abbas was called Habrul Ummah, the jurist of this Ummah, the faqih, the muftisab of this Ummah, wa Turjumanil Quran, and a person who was expert in the explanation of the Holy Quran. So when you respect someone, when you show respect, you don't know, you might end up receiving the dua of that person. Look, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was respected by Abdullah ibn Abbas. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a dua and it was accepted in the court of Allah. That later on he had so much of knowledge in him that people used to respect him because of his knowledge. It comes in narrations that when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered in Makkah, he went to perform Umrah. And he was walking and there was a large crowd behind him which was following him. So Hadrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw from far and he asked that, who's this man? He has such a great fan following. There are so many people who love him and who are following him. So the people replied, that is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So do we all want to become like Abdullah ibn Abbas? Inshallah. But how are we going to become like Abdullah ibn Abbas? When we follow the lifestyle of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the khutbah, I read a verse of the Holy Quran. The verse was, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِسَسِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There is a lesson for the clever ones in the incidents that have occurred in the past. So here is a lesson for us from the life of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we are clever, we will take lessons from his life, we will implement it into our lives and we will follow it. That is when we will become like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that is one young sahabi, right? Oh, one more thing about Abdullah ibn Abbas, subhanallah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, do you know how many years old he was? Can anyone guess? Can anyone try? Ji. How many years was Abdullah ibn Abbas when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away? No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 63. Sit down. Jazakallah. Jazakallah for trying. But how many years was Abdullah ibn Abbas? How young was he? Should I tell you? He was 13 years old. How many years old? 13. 1-3. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. But if you go to your asatiza today, you go and ask your molanas, how many ahadith are narrated? Ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas. they are going to tell you above 1,600 ahadith from a 13 years old child. Right? So we can all become like Abdullah ibn Abbas as long as we take the lessons from his life. Do we all want to know 1,600 ahadith? We want to know, isn't it? But we'll have to put in that effort. We'll have to put in that effort. Now that was one young Sahabi. Now I want to share with you about another young Sahabi. And this Sahabi's name was Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Who was it? Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Have you heard this name before? You've heard this name, right? Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who was also a very young Sahabi at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But subhanallah, look at his status. Because of the effort he put in learning the knowledge, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who is the most knowledgeable regarding halal and haram. That is the status he got from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you see, Hadrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, who passed away before Hadrat Umar. He passed away at a very young age. Maybe when he was 32 or 33 years old, Hadrat Mu'adh passed away. So at the time of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when Hadrat Umar was on his deathbed, people came and asked that, oh Hadrat Umar, who should we appoint as a Khalifa after you? Who should be the next Khalifa? So Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who mentioned many names. And then he said that if Hadrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, who was alive, I was going to say that appoint Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, who as the Khalifa. Subhanallah, as young as he was. Although he passed away before Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but even after he passed away, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is remembering him because of his qualities. That young man, if he was alive, we would have made him the Khalifa. And then Hadrat Umar said that after I died, if Allah ta'ala was going to ask me that, oh Umar, who did you appoint as the next Khalifa? I would have answered that I have appointed someone, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. I have appointed someone who is the most knowledgeable regarding halal and haram. So do we all want to become like Mu'adh ibn Jabal? Inshallah. But as I said, we can only become like Mu'adh ibn Jabal if we stay a lifestyle like Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the relation between Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You see, when the people of Yemen came and said that we want someone to come and teach us deen, like when you people will grow up inshallah, someone will become a doctor, someone will become an engineer, someone will become a molana, someone will become a muhaddith inshallah. Say inshallah. Inshallah. So people are going to come and ask your molanas, they are going to come and ask your people that, you know, give us some good sheikh, give us some good molana, give us some good teacher who can teach us. So in the same manner, people came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked that, give us some good teacher. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to send Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was only 18 or 19 years old. Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal was 18 or 19 years old, and he's being sent to Syria, a country where he was going to take care of all the affairs as young as he was. So when he started living, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started walking with him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started advising him that, oh Mu'adh, the first advice which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him was that, where you are going, bashira, take it easy on people, give good glad tidings, wala tunaffira, yassira, wala tu'assira, be good with them. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, iyaka wa tana'um, oh Mu'adh, stay away from luxury. And then he said to him that, oh Mu'adh, even a small act of sincerity is acceptable in the court of Allah. And the greatest act without sincerity is not acceptable in the court of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept giving him advices. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hadha, la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi wa qabri hadha. Oh Mu'adh, this is the last time we might be meeting. The next time when you come, I might be in the grave. This is the last time we might be meeting. When you come again, I might be in the grave. Now, who was more beloved to the companions than Prophet of Allah? They loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this, that Mu'adh, this is the last time. So Hadrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying. He started crying out of the love for Prophet of Allah. How can this be possible? I have to go preach deen. I have to go spread the deen. On the other side, I love the Prophet of Allah. He started crying like a child. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away. Why he turned away? So that it doesn't stop Hadrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu from fulfilling the mission. What was the mission? To spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the sacrifices given by the young companions at that time. They did all of this. They went out. They stood out of the crowd. And now it is our responsibility as the young ones. We are going to be approached for the same matter. We have to go out. We have to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to build in and bring in those qualities like Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, look at the life of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is what it is teaching us. To reach out to people. To reach out to people. So do we all make that intention, inshallah? We will all be like Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah. And that will all happen when we obey their lifestyle. Inshallah, I will request your teachers. If you have the interest, I will request your teachers that teach them about Abdullah ibn Abbas and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Read their lifestyle. Subhanallah, you will learn so many lessons from them. So many lessons, especially these two young sahaba I spoke about. One last incident I would like to narrate, which is especially for all the elderly ones, for the teachers as well, for the scholars, especially for the scholars. You know, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once said to him that, O Mu'adh, inni uhibbuka fillah. Mu'adh, inni uhibbuka fillah. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. Mu'adh, I love you. And then he said, Mu'adh, after every salah, don't forget to read, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Allah Ta'ala, help me in remembering you. Allah Ta'ala, assist me in being grateful to you, in performing my worship in the best manner. Now, subhanallah, look at the aspect of how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to approach the young ones. He used to approach his students. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam motivated Hadrat Mu'adh through love, through sympathy, through kindness. He wanted to teach something, but before teaching, he said, "Inni uhibbuk, I love you." He didn't motivate him by calling him names. He didn't motivate him in the disrespectful manner. He didn't motivate him in a disappropriate manner, but he used love. And that is what we as scholars and as the elderly ones have to learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all the scholars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all the members of the board. A congratulations to all the students for whatever they are going to achieve today. A congratulations to the institute. Amin wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.